The suit accuses Alternate Energy Holdings of manipulating its stock price as part of a fraud scheme. It says the company has never had any revenues, never shown a profit, and never built anything. It also blames Payette County officials for joining in the scheme. Nels Mitchell is one of the attorneys representing a group of property owners who filed the complaint.
You know, this group of property owners, this group of ranchers, they have filed this lawsuit in order to protect their property and their way of life. And they're not seeking damages. They're just seeking to undo the damage that has been done by the actions of the Payette County officials.
At issue are two moves by Payette County. One rezoned the land in question from agricultural to heavy industrial use, clearing the way for a proposed nuclear power plant. The other is a 20-year development agreement between the county and AEHI. Mitchell says Payette County's approval of the nuke project gave Alternate Energy Holdings a chance to pump up its stock.
AEHI was able to raise from private stock offerings $9.1 million during the first 6 months of Payette County's involvement, which was more than it had raised in the previous, 3 years of its promotional efforts. You can see the type of impact that it had on the stock fraud scheme.
In a written statement Wednesday, the president of Alternate Energy Holdings, Don Gillespie, called the complaint a shenanigan and a desperate measure. He said it comes from the same group of not-in-my-backyard nuclear plant opponents who have tried before to stop the project. Gillespie says it was a smear campaign against AEHI and Payette County, which he says legally approved requests for a rezone of the land. Payette County commissioners were not available for comment this week. Attorney for the plaintiffs, Nels Mitchell, says landowners want both the rezone and the 20-year development agreement declared null and void. The next move in the case will come from Idaho's 3rd District Court. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.